I appreciate you listening. I know I listen to the archives, so this could be a message to myself just as much as others. But it's really meant for others. Have a good one. Have a good night or morning or whenever you're listening. Thank you for listening. I love you. I'll say it again. There you go. All it took was you listening to me. And, you know, do something nice for yourself today. Go on a picnic if you like picnics. Something like that. So you're wonderful. You're beautiful. And take care. Okay, I think the archive people are gone, so me and the 6 live listeners can now talk behind their backs. So guys, what do you think of those archive listeners? They're really, not really getting what it's all about, huh? They miss out on the last 2 minutes of the show, and that's when things really go crazy. I shouldn't say that. I was gonna say a lie, but the lie could have gotten me in trouble if it were interpreted as true. So I opted not to say it in the end, and I think that was probably the right move. But if you want to hear it, feel free to tweet at #probablybirds, which is something I've been promoting I've been promoting too much on this show. Anyways, bonus story for those listening. Another thing I've been doing instead of my essays is working. I have a job here on campus. I do research in a lab. And you'd think, you know, that doesn't count as not doing something or as doing something other than, you know, your work because you have to go to that. But the truth is I don't have to go to it. It's just like I show up when I want to and I do as much as I want to do when I leave, which is very nice of the people who are employing me. Probably too nice for my own developmental good. But I go to a basement and I'm given data and I put the data into a computer. Which this is the data entry part. I did like other stuff too that was a bit more involved, but now it's just kind of menial data entry stuff. So there's like, I don't want to go into detail of the research because I probably shouldn't, but there are, I think, 506 of these booklets, which are basically questionnaires with free response answers. And I had to give the free response answers like categorical codes based on the content of the answers. I'll say that. So there are about 6 questions per booklet, we'll say. And there are 506 booklets. And right now, we need to put every single one of these responses into data sheets. So for people who enjoy math or even competent at math, feel free to do the math there. It's a lot of things to put into a data sheet. So, yeah. There's my story for you, a boring one to end the night, because my real goal here is to try to lull you into a sweet, soft sleep. That's why I speak in this cool voice. My real voice, I'm not going to do that. My real voice is pretty similar to this. It is a bit more high-pitched, but this is my radio voice, sleepy time, 3 a.m. You probably have an exam tomorrow, because first exams start tomorrow, voice. So if you do have an exam tomorrow, best of luck to you. Oh, and also this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I was a bit late saying that, but I don't think anyone will really care, maybe. I think I'm fine. I think you all think I'm fine too. Anyways, good luck if you have an exam tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to do fantastic. And if you don't, that's going to be okay too, because tons of people don't do fine on exams, and it's complicated. Doing fine on exams doesn't really correlate to anything ever. That's the bombshell we're going to leave the show with. I've really forgotten how to end these things, I think. I feel like I'm stuck here, and I don't really know how to finish it off, so I just have to keep blathering on. I guess what I do is I turn it, I almost swore. Oh, shirt. I clicked a button. Oh, I see what I did. Okay. I clicked a button on our handy robotic music player, Rivendell, which plays music when I'm not here. It makes me feel a little bit redundant. Anyways, I fixed it. I put it back to how it was. I'm going to turn over DJing duties to our good friend Rivendell, the robot that makes me feel a little bit self-conscious. And I'm going to wish you all good night. So as I said, if you have exams tomorrow, best of luck to you. I'm sure you're going to do wonderful because, well, I tell you, I love you a lot on this show and that you're beautiful. I want you to know that you're also very smart, and that much is not lost on me. It takes a real genius to listen to this garbage and not, I guess, have their brain melt. So, good luck to you. You're a real genius, I guess, is what I'm committing to saying. I love you. You're wonderful. Do something nice for yourself. Get some ice cream like I did today instead of doing your work. Or do your work and then get ice cream is probably the best way to go about that. You know, take a nap if you like naps. Go on a walk if it's nice out tomorrow. I think it's going to be a bit cooler, which should be nicely conducive towards walks. If my friend Gabby were here, I'm sure Gabby would say that Gabby would just run to the nearest park because that's a reference for the old fans, you know, all zero of you. Or maybe there is one out there. It's hard to say. Anyways, take care of yourself. Take care of others. Take care, I think, is the general thing we say. I'm going to press the right buttons now to make a robot play music for me. Oh, and I'm going to first sign out of all these things. Man, this is garbage, guys. I'm just blathering on because I have to do all these things and I've got to fill time. We're going to close the playlist. Playlist is closed. I'm going to log off of Spinatron. That's all I have to do. It wasn't actually that much. Okay. Have a good night, guys. And when you do sleep, sleep well. And take care. I love you. Good night. That's kind of weird to end with just I love you. I feel like it's cool to say, like, during the show, but if I end that way, it's a bit too, you know? I think you know. So, gonna leave it at sleep well and take care. Good night. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Okay. So next show, my last show, that's how we're gonna do it. Or, in all likelihood, I'm going to forget and we're not going to do it that way. Regardless, this time I'm actually going to finally sign off. This has been DJ Pending. You've been listening to Probably Birds on 91.5 FM WMFO Mudford. Take care. Good night.
If my baby, hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Wu.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
The carpet, there's lines that won't cross my skin. Hell, I'm tearing up another, cause I don't know where I've been. All my hopes, they were shattered, cause you sold me out again. Well, I'm bringing up another, it's too lonely where I've been. Don't let it shake you down. Shake you down. Well, there's colors on the border. All my love is paper thin. Hell, the love's it's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the signs are pointing nowhere, and they shake just like the wind. Well, the fire's getting bigger. There's burns that mark my skin. Don't let them shake you down. Don't let them shake you down. on in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light, it's not the problem, it's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen, there's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, 'cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let him shake you down. Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
My baby, don't treat me like she should. If my It's you want. When you're feeling hungry, you buy the restaurant. Women come right to your door, champagne and cocaine too. You don't have to lift a finger, don't have to tie your shoes. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. You don't matter how much you spend, 'cause brother, you're doing fine. You made it to that 1%. Still, you're wanting more. Your house, it is a golden pit with locks on every door. You got double-barreled lattes, beluga on a plate, a banker for a buddy, and a model for a date. I'm in your private jet, seats are leather clad. You live in blissful ignorance of a world that's going mad. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. It don't matter how much you spend, 'cause brother, you're doing fine. You made it to that 1%. Still, you're wanting more. Your house, it is a golden pen with locks on every door. How much pleasure can one man seek? How much food can one man eat? How many cards can one man bet? How much sex can one man get? How much gold?
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Yeah. Down, 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 down. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Climb the stairs, you climb the stairs, you climbed up the last flight.
doing okay. If I'm gonna be honest, not much to complain, but my heart breaks for the rest. Well, I feel stagnant, but well and able. I want someone to come and take my hand. It doesn't make sense, but not everything will. So I'll accept it as a lesson and